Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. How you doing? It's nice to be here in Tampa once again, and this is a great theater. Anybody seen the Flecktones for the first time?
Yeah!
Okay, well, please welcome on the bass Mr. Victor Lamont Wooten.
On the other side of the stage, on his own creation, the man on the drumitar, the future man.
Thank you so much, you're very kind. And you know what? Our very own horn section, this guy likes to wear his hair upside down. His name is Jeff Carver, make him feel all right.
All right, thank you for getting all right. All right, how you guys doing up there? Everybody okay?
Yeah. It's been certainly nice being here for a couple of days. We get to see the Dalí Museum. Pretty astonishing. If you haven't been, I definitely recommend it. The Disney Museum. Where you
Red Dog! It's
so different. Yeah, not much. But we want to thank you guys for all showing up and coming out to hear some music. And, last but certainly not least, up here on the stage, he plays banjo in more than a dozen different languages. Put your hands together for Mr. Baylor Fleck. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's a tune from Little World. It's got a cool old Bill Monroe tune in it called Jerusalem Ridge, buried in a Flecktone tune. And right now we're going to do another tune from our new album, which we've been playing a lot of so far. This is an album called The Hidden Land, and this is a tune called Rococo.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Just a few minutes, please stick around. Thank you.
Thank you.
so much, everybody. Doing okay? Cool. Okay, here's more new music. That was called Kaleidoscope when we wrote it together. And we started out with a future man demonstrating his incredible musicianship and a new instrument that he's been developing. Now we're going to move into kind of an Indian sort of place. This is a tune that Jeff brought into the group after a trip to India. This is called Chennai. Thank you. Do a tune that I wrote actually for my grandfather, who passed a long time ago, early 80s. And in fact, he lived down here before he died. But anyway, he used to tell me stories about when he was a little kid growing up in New York City. And he grew up on the Lower East Side, and he used to go to movies, and he said it cost 5 cents for two people to go at that time. So there was a math problem that went with that. You had two people going, and what people would do is go out in front of the theater and say, "I've got two, who's got three?" And see if they could find somebody who had the extra penny to go into the movie theater with them. So this is called "Who's Got Three," and it is in black and white. Thank you. See if I can get Future Man to tell you about this next tune.
What do you mean this next song? Okay, this song is a nice little strange little song that I happened to hear in a dream. We were on the road, traveling down the road, and I dreamt that the band was in a sound check and we were rehearsing this really cool song. Now in the dream, this song is a Jeff Coffin song. Jeff Coffin wrote this song in a dream. Then when I woke up, I was like, well, wait a minute. I thought it was like for real, and it was just a dream. So I went to sound check, and I said, Jeff, man, you just wrote this really cool song in my dream. And it goes something like this. Remember? Right? And so I could only remember some of it, so I tried to get him to remember what he did in my dream. And so we reconstructed the tune. Baylor brought in a cool bridge, and it was all about bebop. It was really bebop in the dream. And so... so this is a song that I wrote, but really Jeff wrote it in the dream. Everybody got that? Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, the man with the banjo.
Are you awake now?
Ooh, that's a good question. That is a good question. Whose dream is this anyway? But anyway, the name of this song, in case you haven't noticed, a lot of the Flecktones songs have really weird titles. So this song has a really weird title. It's called Pilot in the House. Now, you may be wondering who Pilot is. Just in case you're wondering who Pilot is an alien, I guess from the planet Pilotia. And in case you don't know who this Pilot is, a lot of times before the presidential election, you'll see this alien shaking the hands of the president before they're elected, and he's always right. He's always shaking the hands of the president on the cover like the Inquirer. So this song goes out to Pilot, and we're on a Pilot watch to see whose hand he's shaking. Thanks. All right, this goes to Pilot and all the Pilotians. Okay, one more thing. It's Jeff's song, he wrote it in my dream, so it must start with a drum solo. Thank you.
Useless dreams, you know. No, we won't go into that. Well, we thank you all for being out here this evening. Thank you for coming out to listen to us. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. We had a great time playing for you. Before we go, though, we want to give you a chance to listen to the Big Fleck Tone play some solo banjo. That's right, a little known fact, it's a pretty impressive fact, a little known fact, is that Baylor actually holds a record at the Grammy Awards for having the most nominations in the most different categories. 21 nominations in different categories. And he holds the record for that. Huh? You're legal now. That's pretty amazing. That's like more than Eminem. Madonna, yeah. Sinatra. Yeah. Beyonce. See, I can't. I can't see like Beyonce being in like the spoken word category. Or Eminem being in the classical. But Baylor Fleck. That's right.
Banjo rap tune?
Clearwater!
Yeah, there's been banjo rap tune. Yeah?
Sinister Minister!
Flavor Flex. Can you see the big clock in the middle of the banjo? Okay, I should stop. I think he's ready to play for you now. We're going to let him play. Some kind of way he's from New York City and he got hooked up with the banjo. And we're all glad of that, right? All right, let's listen to him. Mr. Baylor Fleck. Thank you.
Thank you.
everybody. Great time to dance for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.